Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on 105 Through the Fan, Fan After Dark. I am Fred. That is everybody's favorite global citizen, Mr. Blake Elliott to my right. And then, of course, the khakis of the cat, khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass of the 1-2s and 3s on this Monday evening. And, Kak, you've got an update on the Home Run Derby, correct?
Did any of y'all put money on the big dumper?
I did not.
Well, you should have.
Thick-ass dude.
He won.
Do you think, but what, as you degenerates like to say, not a lot of value, though, with Cal Rally, was there? Wasn't he the favorite?
He was the favorite. I think it was still plus money, but okay. He was the favorite for a good reason. He's been absolutely mashing the baseball this year.
Absolutely has.
But yeah, Cal Rally won. I want to say he put like 3 to 4 baseballs out of the park. So they were crushing him. O'Neill Cruz hit a ball 500 plus feet.
Good night.
So, you know, if only they had, you know, just the balls in the MLB like they are for a Home Run Derby.
Holy mackerel. All right. Well, so Cal Rally is your 2025 Home Run Derby
Thick
champion.
Thick-ass dude.
He is. And see, when you say that fast, it sounds like I'm saying kick-ass dude.
Thick-ass dude.
No, it doesn't.
Either way. All right. So Rangers off until Friday, and we'll get more into that as the week goes on. Of course, the Detroit Tigers are coming to town, and so they've got their work cut out for them. Let's not let the vibe surrounding this series win over the Astros, let's not let that fall to the wayside. You take 2 out of 3 from the Detroit Tigers, and we're feeling pretty good about things, and that's the way you want to start. Because you can't keep playing 500 baseball. You cannot keep playing 500 baseball. You've got, 64 games left at 48-49? So with 64 games left, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you need to play, I'm going to say 33. Oh, no, hell, you need to do better than that. You need to put, well, man, do we really think they're going to play 20 games over 500? No.
Look, I think they're a 500 club. I was very adamant on saying that when we first did our show before the 10-game stretch. I said they were probably going to go 5-5. By the way, he was plus 250 from the 817.
Okay.
So still some money to make.
Tell you what, if you can go, let's see, if you can go 37-25, all right, that's 13 games above 500. No, I'm sorry, 12 games above 500. 37-25, or wait, that would be, no, you would need to go 39-25 because you got 64 games.
So just keep in mind, you're 3 behind in the AL wild card. You're chasing Seattle basically as of right now.
All right, let's go this then. Let's go Let's go 36 and 26. No, 36 and 28. Why I keep thinking 62. I forget that it's 64.
How about let's start small. Let's get above 500 before the trade deadline. No, but I'm
saying, you got to go. Like, you've got to go. That goes without saying. I'm saying you need to start off gangs, like gangbusters. I'm going 38 and... No, you know what? Let's do this. No, I got it. I got it. Fred's... Because I'm trying not to use a calculator here. 37 and 27.
10 over will get you into the playoffs.
10 games...
Sure.
Oh, you play 10 games over 500 for the second half of the season. You go 37 and 27, which I don't think is out of the... I don't think that's a big ask from this baseball team. To go 37 and 27.
With how their offense is producing lately, no.
Exactly.
Now, if we can get some games closed up before we go into extra innings, I'd feel a whole lot better about that.
And I'm with you on that. You do.
We've texted about that. All right. You know my frustration.
So 37 and 27. That's what I'm pulling for this baseball team, and we'll get more into this. That was just me off the cuff. And I'm going 37 and 27.
That was good math.
Boom. There you go. 37 and 27. There you have it. All right, so this is the segment that, let's set the scene. Now, have you decided who you're going to be?
Are we doing it right here?
We're doing it right here.
Let's go.
We're doing it right here.
Who am I?
You're you, bro. Kevin. What do you mean, who are you?
Look,
you're
I was just asking the question.
What the hell kind of question is
that?
Well,
I don't want Blake to be Abby, so.
No. Do you want me to?
No, I really don't want you to be.
Okay, I'll do an accent.
I mean, she's listening, so I'm sure she can text in.
Start the role play and I'll figure out who I am.
Well, no, but we need you to set the tone first, like, as far as what exactly, because I'm kind of taken aback by this myself, but I appreciate it at the same time. So for the folks listening at home or trying to figure out, like, very old school and traditional in this sense of what you guys are trying to do here.
Yeah, trying to be old school and traditional. This is probably more private information than most people want out there, but hey, it's good content. So me and my girlfriend are...
When you work in radio, nothing's private.
No. So... me and my girlfriend are planning on going to her parents later this week and asking for their acceptance for us to move in together.
Mm.
What happens if they say no?
Yeah, that's kind of the question I got.
That is a situation that my girlfriend will have to determine what she wants to do. Yeah. I don't want to ruffle any feathers, and I'm not trying to ruin anything.
So, has your parents already given you the go?
My parents, look,
mommy and daddy walk around.
The traditions and cultures.
They said, Kevin out the house, I mean.
The traditions and cultures
just
are
just don't
a
get
lot
her pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on there. Let's call it.
This weekend?
Yeah.
We can do it.
No, they'll wrench the U-Haul for crying out loud. But
my mom might.
So your girlfriend's Hispanic, so a very traditional Hispanic family. All right, you're from White Settlement. That tells us all we need to know as far as that goes. So, like I said, they don't care.
Well, I will say this. The family loves me, though. They do love me.
That's a plus.
I just don't want to ruin that.
What's your nickname?
Kevin Cito.
Nothing crazy.
Kevin Cito.
Nothing really.
You're not a tostada yet?
Gringo Kevin.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just nickname. Gringo.
Gringo Kevin. Okay, Gringo Kevin from White Settlement. I mean, I'll tell you what, she's checking off all the gringo boxes when it comes to old Kevin Walker.
A lot of white
Kevin
people
Walker.
In their family, though, I will
oh,
say.
Oh, there
that.
Are?
A lot.
So you're not the first one?
Oh, no.
Oh, so this should be a slam dunk.
Well.
I mean, as long as you don't go in there, thugging, you should be okay.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not going to do that.
Yeah.
Now, she
don't
is.
Like her brother.
She is the eldest. She is the eldest daughter.
Oh, she is.
So
she's setting the tone.
Who
are the white people in the family, though?
Right, we're not going to get to the role play.
We will. We'll make it. Trust me, this isn't going to take long.
This is more of a Q&A.
Someone said, how old is Kevin?
I'm 23.
No, you're not.
Okay, fine. I'm 22.
Why on earth do you keep telling people you're older than what you are? Trust me, as a 44-year-old man, stop telling people you're 23. You don't turn 23 till November.
Okay, fine. I'm 22.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
So you're 22 and a half.
A little over half, actually.
I'm 22 and three quarters.
Why are we doing halves, for God's sake?
I didn't do the half.
You lied about your age.
I was rounding up.
Rounding up?
Yeah.
You know what?
It sounds better. I
may say no. You know what? I may say no right now.
Role play's already
because
started.
Because if you're willing, okay. I'm the dad now, okay? Because as somebody
you just
who
lied to me, I just went to your Facebook and saw you're 22.
Somebody who has a 22-year-old daughter, and I promise you, because look, It's funny you bring this up because my daughter's going through something right now in her living situation, and she's talking about living with her boyfriend. I said, look, you want to go? Go. You want to take that plus? Look, I joined the Navy at 18, okay? So I get it. I'm all for if you want to move out the house and do your thing, then be my guest.
I don't know if we like this guy anymore. He's lying about his age.
I don't, because if you're willing to lie about your age, what else are you willing? Or what else have you lied to me about already?
And to think I was going to like this guy?
Man, I was ready to give this guy a truck.
Walker, tell me more about yourself.
I don't want a Ford truck.
So beggars
can't be choosers. So
all the cars out in the yard, you don't like
age.
Them. You don't like them now.
Now you're being persnickety about what vehicle I might give you.
Why'd you bring this guy home?
Boy, I'll tell you what. Let's take him out in the backyard.
He needs to take a breath.
Let's take him out in the backyard. We're going to let him take a breath.
You're going to let him take a breath. Come back in. Go fix your man.
Seriously. Go take him outside. I need a square. I'm gonna walk around the front yard for a little bit, decompress.
I got a Dos Equis in my hand now. Dos, let's go,
boy.
Okay, you ready? Hello, who is it?
I'm not. I don't knock on the door.
Oh wow, this guy barges through. He barges through my house, eh? He barges through my house, just walking in. No. Try again, buddy. Try again.
You've barged into my house. You've lied about your age. You've turned your nose up at the vehicle I was considering giving you.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Macianos like this, my brother.
And you want to live with my daughter? Is that what's going on right now?
Mess with us like this.
Man. All right, so how long you guys been dating?
We have been dating a little over 11 months.
Is that a lie?
It'll be closer to a year.
Is that a lie?
No, it is not a lie.
I've got a question.
We know that will be accurate because we can always go to Abby and ask her and, you know, I'll look at her like, okay, this is 11. And plus, you know, as a dad, you're going to know that too.
11 months. Okay.
And so what's the time frame? When are y'all looking to move in together?
It would probably be really close to the end of the year or the early part of next year.
So you don't know.
All right.
You're not sure. No. We're going so easy. You're letting off way too easy. You're not sure about my daughter.
My niece.
You're not sure about my niece over here. You don't know if it's the end of the year or January. You don't got your money together? Why don't you know the date? What's the date you have?
I can live with it. Okay, unlike Mr. Hardass over here, I can live with the time frame. So
just trying to save optimal money there, Blake.
Trying to save some money.
Blake. it's Mr. to you, sir. It's Mr.
You don't know. That's
Mr. Blake to you. All right, so where are y'all trying to live?
It would be a middle distance between where I work in Dallas and where she's from in Granbury, so probably closer to like North Richland Hills area.
What do you know about the area?
I know that it's a nicer area.
Okay.
There's places over there that aren't the slums where Jacob lives.
Who's Jacob?
Jacob.
Come on.
Who? Which Jacob?
Our boy, Ghetto Jake Ray.
Oh, you're saying compared to where he lives. I thought you were saying that Ghetto Jake Ray had moved to North Richland Hills. I was like, hold on.
No, so, he's stuck in the slums of Allen.
No, Kevin, we got to pause. You are role playing right now. These people don't know who Jacob is, just first name basis. Get in the mode.
I'm not
role
playing.
You said you wanted
to role.
No, I remember. No, you can. Okay, if you're role playing and you're we are the family that you're speaking to. You can't just say Jacob is. You know, it's a cool little spot over there. You were talking to two adults trying to get the permission to take their daughter forever and live with her. Talk to us with some respect.
Have you guys priced what the bills are going to be?
How are you doing the bills? Are we splitting them?
No, I mean, that's a real question. Have you priced? Because it's going to be pretty straightforward, I would imagine. They're going to ask you, have you priced? Obviously, you got rent.
Yeah.
What's going to be what? What's your budget?
We're trying to shoot nowhere over than 14.
Okay, so $1,400. All right.
Just so that we don't have to like.
Is that including electricity, internet?
Yes, it is.
So you've accounted. So $1,400 includes bills,
everything.
Damn.
North Western Hills.
What y'all living in?
So
you mean to wait? So you mean to tell me
you're taking my dog? $1,400.
Y'all living in a double wide? So you mean to tell me for $1,400 that's internet, rent, lights, and
a nice place for my daughter.
What and water? All that and trash for $1,400?
Yeah. I mean, I've priced around. I don't know what you want me to say other than that.
Well, I mean, that's what I want to know.
Trying to figure out my daughter's.
Look, the real thing is that I would rather get the acceptance first and then we can go apply and stuff.
That's not how it works. That's
no, because what do you think they're going to ask
no,
you?
No, I've already pressed things out. That's not
you
the problem.
You got to have concrete numbers.
Bro, I need to know. I can't have
how can I have concrete numbers for a place that I haven't even...
You call them. You say, hey, I make this much money. Because, Kevin, what you got to do? You got to make three times the rent. All these places, it's three times the rent. Because
they know what they know. So are you ready to share your financial information with them if they start asking?
Yeah.
You got to be straight. I mean, there's no getting around. There's no lying that you're there.
Yeah. I mean, they know what I do.
Yeah.
So you got to say, when you walk into these apartment complex, they don't care who you are, what you've done, what connections you got, three you got times the rent.
You got people ready to co-sign? Because you're going to need a co-signer.
No, I don't need a co-signer.
Okay.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
You already, so you already know where you're going that you don't need a co-signer?
Yeah, I don't think I'll need a
and
co-signer.
Some of these places, so you don't think you'll need a co-signer?
We make enough to not need a co-signer.
But you've but you have no rental history.
Okay.
So you might, so say, I mean, again.
He said okay.
Again, you have no rental history, so they may say you're going to need a co-signer.
This is true, so
in the event that you need one, again, smart ass, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, if this is the attitude you have, and I'm being like half dad, half Fred, half serious here, like these are questions. So who's your co-signer then, Kevin? That you're gonna, you and my daughter are gonna go live in because she has no rental history. You have no rental history. First, you told me that you checked it out, but now you say you didn't. So what story is it, Kev?
What do you mean? I did check it out.
Okay, but who's your co-signer?
I don't have a co-signer.
Okay, so you
need
don't
a co-signer.
That's why I'm trying to tell you you're going to need one potentially.
Kevin.
Because some apartment complexes, knowing you have no rental history, will want to have somebody in case you can't pay or whatever.
Kevin, this is half role play, half me talking to you as your friend. With these, what Fred is saying, when you go into, if it's just you, you can vibe it out. Let's figure it out. Let's do this. Text Blake, text Fred, get a co-signer here. When you've got
call
a girl,
Daddy Walker.
When you've got a girl and you're taking her from her family, in this sense, you got to have solid
bro,
plans.
Bro, we need answers.
And you got to have backup plans. Hey, this didn't work. We're going to go to this place. Hey, I already got a co-signer case. This doesn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, these are all things that I can figure out. Nothing I can figure out without their acceptance. What's the point in to look?
Of course you can. What do you mean you can't figure out without their acceptance?
Because the acceptance, the answer they give you is going to be so much higher if you have a full solidified plan.
Thank you.
Hey, I've already, because they're going to ask you the questions that me and Fred are asking, and you go, oh, sir.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if my daughter's boyfriend came up to me and was like, well, I'm just waiting to see what you said first, you know what? We got a problem.
Look, even the Tolos are backing me up. I'm probably not going to need a cosigner. All of the price checks I've already done.
The Tolos are not.
I'm standing up
for
myself now because I've checked into probably 50 different apartments, and everything that I've looked into, from what the math that I've been able to do without actually applying and actually going in there and saying, hey, I want to move in, but I don't have a date because I'm not going to do that to an apartment complex.
No, you can still
all of the money that I've looked at, based on the finances that we will have, we will be fine. We will have enough money. We'll be able to save.
Three times the rent, and y'all are fine.
Yes, we make three times the rent. We'll be fine.
So why didn't you start off with that?
Well, because I kind of thought this was going to be a little fun, but now y'all are like really tired.
We're keeping it a buck.
I mean, what do you want us to say, bro?
Go in there half ass, just vibe it out. Just hopefully they're cool about it. No, you wanted us to role play, and Fred was being cool at it at first. I was giving you the real raw. If some guy walked up and just said, I don't really know, I just was kind of seeing what your vibe was, I would say no. That's me being real.
I mean, look.
You need to go in there. My take, you can listen to us or not. That's your choice. Having a backup plan, why this is going to work, why I'm going to take your daughter and she's going to be safe. Here's the backup plans I have. Here's how much money I make. Here's the job I have. X, Y, and Z, not I'm just coming in here to see what you guys thought about me living with her. They probably already know you want to live with her. But why should they
let her?
That's
my guess. But everything he just said, and all I'm saying is I'm looking at it from a practical standpoint. Because if you have all those questions already answered for them, that's one less thing. At the end of the day, you already said they like you. You already said that they welcome you into the family. They just want to make sure you've got a plan.
Yeah, and it's nothing to stress about. It's not something you can't figure out tomorrow.
That's it. And again, I'm just telling you, the cosigner thing, you just never know.
The security deposits,
especially if it's a nice, that's what I'm saying. And they're gonna ask all this. I mean, look, I'm just going off of what I would ask.
There's an extra like $2,000 in moving into a place that you don't account for.
That's what I'm saying.
U-Hauls, taking off work.
Yeah, I've accounted for all those things.
Well, see, we didn't know this.
You didn't ask me those.
Well, you, I mean, you didn't present. I mean, tell us. Tell us at the jump. Like, hey, I got this.
We should have not a lot of questions. Man, this guy's got to figure it out. Take my daughter.
That's it.
Well, y'all kind of barged me with a bunch of questions before.
I mean, this
I
guy
even...
didn't knock on the door. Told us that our trucks were down.
Well, you started off by lying about your age. Lied so that might have been where we got off to a rocky start with the age thing.
Why would they ask my age? They know how old I am.
And you were chatting with us like we're your friends. We are the elders.
I'm your girlfriend's dad.
And you're like walking in like hey, that's, what
I'm
up,
just
Mo?
Telling you right now, it's a different world. When it's one thing when we're just kicking at the house versus oh now you want to live with her.
Like it's a serious tone.
Look, if it's enough to where you gotta ask.
Definitely, I think this is a serious occasion.
I'm
aware that it's a serious occasion.
I'm just saying.
I'm not feeling the seriousness.
I don't feel it either. I'm
feeling jokey. I need to know you're serious about taking my daughter.
When are we doing this? When's this going down?
Yeah, when is this happening?
This is supposed to be going down this week, at the end of this week.
Okay. We don't got a day? What? Friday? Saturday? What is with all this ambiguity?
Just
whenever I feel.
It depends on when I get off. If I get off early on Friday, then it'll be Friday night. If not, then Saturday morning.
Her parents just staying up all night morning?
Last thing.
Friday evening, I mean?
Are you bringing them a gift?
I can bring them a gift, yeah.
Okay.
See, and part of this is just, we're trying to help you, bro.
We're
trying to help you. Okay. I get it. Your generation knows everything, but... Help me help you. Help me help you.
Okay.
Top five.
Yeah, we're changing top five.
Kevin's ready to beat the crap out of both of us. Top five what are we doing?
Okay,
top five what?
Historical places you would tell someone to visit if they were coming to America for the first time.
Kevin's girlfriend's parents' house.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're back.
Oh.
We're back. On the fan. Top five. At 10:20.
Okay. Let's see here.
This is my favorite text. This is Abby, Kevin's girlfriend, for anyone wondering. I can indeed confirm Kevin does not knock when he comes over.
Mm.
Is that true?
Knock? Is that true? Are you staying on business
true.
With that?
No, I mean, they know when I'm getting there because, I mean, I'll text them. Hey, I'm on my way.
That's fair. That's fair.
See, Fred, you're better than me.
What's that?
You're better than me.
What, for knocking or not knocking?
For being okay with not knocking. Maybe I'm just a stickler. I don't care. I still want the boyfriend to knock. Especially if she lives with me. Because it's not me, Kevin. I'd be on you like swimwear.
Let's see. From the 682, you two bozos need to get off Kevin's bleep. Blake keeps repeating 3 times the rant because he just learned that. LOL, that was torture. If I was Kev, I would want to fight too.
Blake did not just learn 3 times the rent. Blake's been living alone for about 5 years. And yeah, I don't know what else really does.
I mean, that's a fact. 817, y'all guys are killing me. I'm dying laughing.
Is that Kevin's burner texting in?
Can we move on to the next subject? They are not helping you. They're stupid. Okay. Kevin will probably get a solid yes or no. They probably won't ask about the fundamentals.
See, you know what I'm learning from the text line?
They're like us. Everybody's different.
I wasn't going to say something that nice, but sure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would just say a lot of people are just loose with their standards, and I'm just not. So if you want to be loose with your standards, that is all up to you. All glory to you. I'm not going to be like that. I'm already not like that. But, you know, if you want to have loose standards, all power to you.
My advice to you as a 22-year-old, give it one more year together, then move in together. That was another, let's see.
My vote is don't move in together.
For the 214, I have never needed a cosigner. Also, I'm paying over $1,400 and I live in a ghetto. from the 972, give it one more year, CAC. You're too young. Plenty of time to live with a woman later on. Look, I'm here for it. If y'all want to move in together, I ain't mad at you. Like I said, like I told my daughter, I'm okay with it, but just understand the little things, the little consequentials, if you will, that you need to know beforehand. So that way there's no surprises.
Someone over here saying, y'all need to apologize. No, me and Kevin
apologize
and Fred,
for what?
No, me, Kevin, and Fred are all friends. This is how guys talk to each other. Nobody is soft over here.
Kevin, are you
not
mad at us?
Kevin is not crying in the break. Kevin is perfectly fine. Are you? Are you crying? Were you crying in the break?
No, I'm not crying
okay.
in the break.
Okay, yeah. Kevin's fine, guys. Guys, there's no need to babysit anybody here. Kevin's a grown-ass man who's about to be living with his girlfriend. And he asked us for advice. And this is what happens when you ask people for advice. People give it. You either take it or you don't. And that's just how advice works in this world. Either he goes, I like what Fred and Blake were doing, I'm going to take it. Or I don't like what Fred and Blake were doing, I'm not going to take it. And that's how the world works.
And I mean, you know her parents better than we do.
Yeah.
I mean, are they sticklers? I mean, do you have an idea of what they're going to be like when you go talk to them on Friday?
It's not like me and Fred just called their parents and are directing the phone call. We gave him advice, and Kevin's going to use that advice or not.
I'm going to read
are
this
they sticklers
one.
Or no? That's what Fred was asking.
I don't know how it's going to go. It's a little bit of a different conversation than anything you ever have.
No
facts. Well, and that's and hence why I said the things I said from the 214, and I think this sums it up beautifully. As a dad of a daughter, the more questions Kevin can answer, the better dads just want to make sure their daughter's boyfriend is responsible.
That's where I'm at too.
And that's literally,
I just think it's better to be more prepared and not need it rather than get there. And he asks a question, and you're, I didn't think of that.
Because when you got mad and then rattled off all the information, boom, done.
But what you can't get flustered with the dad. You can get flustered with us and get mad.
Flustered with us all day. He's flustered right now.
He can cuss us out, but in front of dad, I don't know if you want to be.
I actually can't cuss y'all out. This is radio.
You can
do it during the break.
Yeah,
you can do it. I'm sure you've already fired off a few ugly text messages. Come on, we already know you're pissed off, so that's fine.
I'm not.
You're not a good liar, Kevin.
All no, right, I'm not.
Top
I'm really
five.
Not.
Top five.
Sorry, we love you,
Kevin. Top five. We do love Kevin. And look, if we didn't love Kevin,
we wouldn't have done the segment.
We wouldn't bust his balls the way we do.
We would have said,
I'm
excited.
Look,
we would have said, move on. We don't care.
And here's the other thing. If when Kevin does make this move,
we want to hear about it.
And needs help moving, I'm there to help.
Yeah, when Kevin needs this and people are moving, I will bring pizza.
For as much guff, and you can book this on what's the day today? July 14th. Whenever you're going to move, Now, whatever, the only thing I'm going to ask is when you do move, just don't do it in the rain. Okay? Please don't do it in the rain.
And maybe do it early morning so it's not burning hot, like not at like 1
early
p.m.
morning before. I already thought of. Rain, I did not consider.
See, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. And make sure you give us enough of a heads up so we can let Tim know and he can ask us to fill out this. By the way, have you guys ever been had Tim ask you to fill out a time-off sheet?
I've had to do it a couple of times. That's what I didn't even know what
one
was.
I've done it a couple
of
times.
You just write it on a piece of paper.
I had no idea. And put it on the outside of his. He's like, I remembered. I said, Tim, there's like four people that you're going to
schedule. And you're already
on
a good path. Moving in January.
Oh, weather will be great.
Well, I was going to say it's cheaper.
And try to get, here's the other thing too. Try to get a bottom floor if you can. Okay. Because my back's not what it used to be. All right, here we go. Top five historical places that you would tell a non-citizen of the world, of the United States, to, if they were visiting the United States, where to visit. My number five, Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Okay, just look. Keep it simple. Let's jump off.
Give the city and state for the people that...
South Dakota, okay? Google it. Google it, for Christ's sake.
Is there anything... So what I did is I put the city and then the plate, the things to do in there. So would you tell them to go to South Dakota just for that, or do you think there's other things they should visit with there? Like they're booking a plane.
I would, you know what? I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd say go there when Sturgis is going on.
What is Sturgis?
It's a big motorcycle rally.
Okay, so they get that. They get a little bit of.
So let's do a little Mount Rushmore. And let's do a little Sturgis.
You're the plant. You're making the itinerary for this non-American.
You know what? I'm not making no itinerary. Look, I'm gonna give you a couple suggestions, and then do with them as you wish.
So those two?
Well, 5A, 5B. Mount Rushmore.
No, I was saying those two things to do.
Mount Rushmore and Sturgis. But I want to say Sturgis is like in the summertime.
Okay.
Maybe I want to say August.
Okay. August.
You had a little accent come out there. That's it.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
My first honorable mention, I'm going to go where I just was, San Diego, California.
Okay.
And to a lot of people that are European, they're getting a close vibe, about as good as America has to offer with beaches, beach parties, palm trees, good, calm vibes.
Yeah.
As I was just in the Gas Lamp District, super fun bar district.
It's a good time.
You got La Jolla Beach. You got a lot of fun beaches over there. So that'd be my honorable mention. My number five, though, let's get historical. Washington, D.C. You got the Lincoln Memorial. You got the White House.
Yeah.
You've got the Smithsonian Museum and the National Mall. So you got a lot of historical points that if you were visiting from outside of America, that I think Washington, D.C. would be one of the places you need to go.
I like it.
All right, my number five, and I'm actually very serious about this, AT&T Stadium.
I love it.
So Arlington, yeah, I agree. That is a monument.
I love it.
Would you say maybe the most, no, not iconic, but I'm just saying if someone wasn't, like, there was people when I was talking to, they're like, I want to visit.
Oh, no, if you want American culture and you want to see what we, you
get
want,
there early, do the tailgate and go
and
to
you
AT&T
would get the
Stadium.
Whole American, because think about it, people who aren't from America, that would blow them away.
That would blow, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I was blown away by AT&T Stadium, and
we're used to it now because we go, but like,
okie doke from Kansas.
People that aren't even from the United States in general, they would be.
AT&T is a great pull at number five.
Do you think, we're going to have to do this into the last second.
We are.
Do you think it is if you were showing someone American sports, it'd be the spot? Because the only other things that popped in my head was like baseball, like Fenway or like the Bronx.
Just hold on. I got a top five here.
I was going to say, I was thinking Yankee Stadium.
I got a top five here. My number four, Times Square.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And then but
here's the thing. But Times Square, I feel like, is kind of, you know, it's kind of like the Eiffel Tower. I guess it's one of those, like, everybody's seen it, but you kind of got to go check it out anyway, right?
It's at four.
Oh, yeah.
It's at four.
Would you tell them to watch out for the rats?
No.
As they're bebopping around. That is part of the culture. Part of the culture.
My number four, I put Miami. I said, if you want that party life, if you want to be on the yachts, if you want to be in South Beach, I think Disney World's down there as well.
Yeah. The Miami Grand Prix.
Miami Grand Prix. I just think Miami, for even Americans travel there for vacation. So I think someone who wasn't from America would really enjoy going to Miami. I don't think you just have to stay long. But a weekend in Miami, they would enjoy that, I think.
If they even make it out.
Yeah.
All right. My number four, and then we'll Grand Canyon.
Okay. I thought about putting that there, but I think it's lost a little bit of its luster.
I don't think it ever. Look, because it's right. You got Vegas right there, too. Yeah. You can take a hot air balloon ride, a helicopter ride. And I'm going to say Grand Canyon and Vegas
1A or 4A 4B. So because you know Fred's like to knock out two at one stone. So I mean it's
the Grand Canyon for crying out loud. No,
that is something that people travel from outside the
States
to come see.
Like you, it's you got to be there. And then like I said, and so you get, and here's the beauty part. Here's the best part about it, right? Is you get to see the Grand Canyon and all its luster and just, you know, the this was whatever it was thousands of years ago. And then, oh, by the way, check out this man-made craziness we've got just a couple hours away. That's Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. All right. My number three, and this was a late ad for me because I've heard this place is like, the vibe. That's why I asked you about the, you know, when you were at the Acropolis and stuff like that, like what did it feel like?
I'm gonna hold you right there.
So I say, do you want to do three now?
Okay. Let's go to break because this is our last segment.
Universal's in Miami. Someone said Disney World. I think there's Universal in Miami.
Okay. So number three, stand by because I guarantee you neither one of you have this on your list. Number three, coming back. Don't go anywhere. Final segment, Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Now, the name of the segment is What Did We Learn? And I think this is probably one of the shows where we say we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot about Kevin. Learned a lot about my trip.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about the listeners. We've learned a little bit about Fred.
This has been
a learning.
It's an explosive episode today.
First day back, you guys have made it nothing but great. I've missed you guys. And what I'm also learning is that when I was doing this experiment, this top five, I was doing this a lot with the people out there in Greece, talking to people. Where do you want to visit in America? Getting their view.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, some of the answers they gave that you'll find on my list that I think are valid. But also reading your guys' texts, hearing Fred's answers, hearing Kevin's answers, there's actually some pretty historical points in America that people should visit. There's more than you would think.
Look, I understand that the history, and yes, it's a checkered one and what have you, but...
Now, do you think this is just American? Like, it's cool to us? Do you think people outside of all the stuff that we're listing outside of the States will be like, I want to learn about blah, 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 blah? Or do you Absolutely. Think it's only cool because we live here?
I mean,
like the White House.
I think it's both.
Do you think people outside the States care about the White House, seeing it? Or is that just cool?
I mean, do you know what the name of China's
I don't.
Capital is?
I don't.
I mean, we know it's in Beijing, but do we know what they...
Jing Ching Ping lives in?
I mean, look, like, do they know it's called AT&T Stadium? Probably not. But if there's a diehard sports fan that doesn't live in the Jerry U.S., World. They want to go to Jerry World. They want to go where the Cowboys play. They know that.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. USA. Okay?
Dude, it would have been so funny just to have you there because Fred is so American. And seeing him in there when someone tries to speak a different language and it's like, I don't care about the States. First, like, what are you talking about, man? Red, white, and blue, baby.
I love tariffs.
Go ahead and do that again.
I love tariffs.
No, I mean, look, I find it funny how...
I'll tell you this.
Every other country,
we're the most different. I'll say that.
Well, absolutely we are. All right? But here's the thing. And this is one thing I noticed from, you know, being across wherever you're at in the country, okay? If you're Italian, you got Italian flags hanging out your house. Yeah. If you're Mexican, you got Mexican flags hanging out your house, okay? Venezuelan, Russian, you name it, all right? Greek.
Yeah.
Why is it so bad if I say I love the United States of America?
No, I'm not saying you do.
Yeah. I'm not saying you do. But I'm just saying I'm tired of... Are there bleeped up things about this country? 100%.
The main takeaway that I got from how people view Americans is selfish. Like almost everybody I talk to is just like, y'all are selfish. Y'all think about only yourselves. And it's pretty hard to refute that. Just around the world. I mean, we can go person to person, state to state. But overall, America's pretty selfish. And we make the most money. Everybody, like, y'all make the most money. Like when it comes to that, there's no really competition. But when you look at just how people view us, just... selfish, obese. How can I make myself better?
But it's such a, but here's the thing though, that's such a blanket statement. I mean, okay, so I mean, how many obese people do we have in this studio right now? None.
Okay. But America is definitely the most obese.
Are there some fat asses in America? 100%.
I think we like triple anybody else. Like, I don't think there's anyone even close.
Look, are there things about this country that are deeply concerning?
I've eaten 100%. More fried food in the last 48 hours.
Thick ass dude. Kick ass dude. That's exactly right.
Think about how much fried food thick we have.
Oh, thick ass. That's right.
Drive-thrus. Quick. Convenience. Get to work. Get fried food. Continue with your day, and it's normal for us. Over there, they're like, take your time. Eat in a restaurant. Get to know people.
Hey, look, that saying, soft times create soft men, hard times create hard men. All right? There's something to be said for that.
You think we're hard over here because we eat fast
food?
No,
we're not. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole point.
I was like, I don't know if fast food makes us hard.
I
eat it too fast to care.
Look, there was a guy talking today that, and real quick.
No, that is not just stereotypes. I would say that's pretty accurate that we are fat as a country. Someone said that's just stereotypes. That's a true stereotype.
You know, it's a weird stereotype, right? Because on the flip side of that,
we do have some of the most.
We've also built, got. I was going to say we've also got the influencer, the fitness influence. I mean, look, I'll put it. We'll say this, and then, like I said, we've got three other shows. We'll talk about this
Stark
later on.
Differences for sure.
When you go to Absolute Recomp on Sunday afternoon,
you're seeing some of the best looking.
Think about it. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that gym was packed.
Yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon. And that's just, you know, I don't think we make, look, it's easy to say, yes, we've got a bunch of fat asses. But here's the problem. See, people see my 600 pound life and extrapolate that to things. And then they think of fast food and they think of processed food. And then you got RFK, you know, going off about how, you know, foodness and.
Okay. We probably have the most obese people, but we probably also just have a lot of people, so we also have some of the most fit people.
Last I checked, we kick ass the Olympics every 4 years.
I think we have the most variety. How about
we
that?
We have a huge variety. Thank you for that.
Top of the scale and bottom of the scale, we got it all.
We got to give our final thoughts on whether Abby's parents are going to say yes to them moving in. Number three, Gettysburg.
I thought about Gettysburg, too.
And I'll tell you what. So have you heard, apparently... And this is why I asked you about when you were in Greece and you were in some of those places, what did you feel? Yeah. Because I've read two or three different things now where they say you can feel. Like when you get onto like the ground where they did where the battle was and where Abe gave the speech, like you get the hair on the back of your neck.
I would say the only time I had that kind of feeling was the hill. They said the Argophius Hill and being on top where the Parthenon is of the Acropolis.
So I'm going with Gettysburg, Gettysburg Address. Change our country forever.
Number three, it's already been said, but if I'm taking someone not from America and I want to give them the American lifestyle, probably one of the first places I'm stopping. Las Vegas, putting them
good
on
call.
The strip,
good
the
call.
Bellagio, the casinos, the lights. Nothing else needs to be said. Las Vegas at number three.
My number three is going to be a ballpark.
Okay. Yeah. Which one?
Fenway.
It's Fenway. Good one. It's good. Boston. One.
One of the greatest sporting events. You haven't been to Fenway?
I have not.
Okay.
I haven't either.
One of the greatest sporting events I've ever been to in my life. 2001 Fenway Park. I was with my homeboy. We go watch. I saw two Grand Slams. I think it was what? Pedro pitched six or seven innings. Got hurt in like the six or seven innings, shut down for the rest of the year. Fenway.
Freedom Trail's also there. I'm looking at ChatGPT's got a list. Boston Tea Party.
Harvard. Oh, no, Boston's off the chain.
Harvard University.
Faneuil Hall and the USS Market. Constitution. Fun times. Fun times. All right, number two.
My number two is going to be Mount Rushmore.
I love it. It's a good choice by you.
Y'all are going to be hyped for my number one, though.
He said we're going to be hyped for it. Number
okay.
two.
Number two, I think it's going to make it on y'all's list, but maybe not. I think I wouldn't tell this person to go here more than one day, but if they've never been to America, you have to go to L.A. at least once.
Yeah.
See Rodeo Drive, the Hollywood sign.
I thought
Walk
about
of Fame,
that, too.
Venice Beach, the Santa Monica
people.
Pier.
It's good
like
time.
Like I said, I wouldn't say do a three-week vacation in L.A., but California in general.
I was going to say, you could just go up the PCH, as the kids say, and just ride up. And I mean, dude,
give it one day in L.A., and you're going to realize what America's all about. Influencers, beaches, Rodeo Drive. The amount of people that I talked to that said they just want to see the Hollywood sign, and they're like, I just want to see it. It's in all the movies, all the Hollywood movies they see right there in it.
From the 972, Gettysburg is straight haunted. You can hear drumming and gunshots all day and never see a thing.
I don't doubt it.
I'm good.
Hey, while you're in Boston, go to Salem. The witch trials, I'm going to tell you right now, that place is crazy.
Yeah.
It's another one of those where you'll be kind of freaked out.
So I went, okay.
Yeah, I'm Salem's a trip.
We all have a different trend. Like, you're going more history, old history. Yeah, I'm doing right, more like, history. What is modern America? And he's doing like more sports stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's different, whatever avenue you want to take this tourist on.
That's what makes the show so great. Number two, D.C., for obvious reasons. You guys already mentioned it all. You can't go wrong, whether it's the mall, the White House, Lincoln Memorial, whatever. So that's number two. And then number one, bring it back Khaki Kevin style, Allen Fieldhouse. Yes, that's right, boys and girls. The greatest college basketball arena in the United States of America. If you are a fan of basketball, it's the court is named after the founder of basketball, James A. Naismith. Fog Allen, one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time and a true blue blood blue blood program in the United States. Allen Fieldhouse.
My number one, I got a 1A, 1B.
Yes, I.
1A, New York City. Okay. Times Square.
Love it. Love
Broadway. It. Broadway. You're seeing the central. You're seeing the mecca of America, if you will. And then 1B, Fort Worth, taking them to the stockyard.
I love it.
Showing them what we do down here in
Texas.
That's
how we do it. That's how we do it down here in H-Town and D-Town.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention from the 972, the World Trade Center is also a historic place you could go to.
Good call. Good call.
But my number one, if you're coming to Texas, you need to go to the Cotton Bowl. You need to go see OU in Texas.
Okay.
A little State Fair action.
Little Red River rivalry.
Get you State Fair action. Ooh, go to the Red River.
That's a good call.
That's a good one. That's a good call.
Good call by you. All right. So, Kev, you got to keep us posted. Look, we bust your chops because we love you. And I do it as a, like I said, you know how I feel about you guys all being the same age as my daughter. And so I have the utmost faith that you will do phenomenal things, and I think you guys are going to be great moving in together. And look, I'll put it like this. After the roasting we gave you, which was based in, like, for realness, whatever that means, I don't think you'll have any issue talking to Abby's parents whenever that goes down. Great stuff, as always, from all you fatties and tolos out there. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple weeks since the group and the fam has been back together. But I'll tell you what, we had fun tonight, and I certainly hope you did, too. For the one, the only Khaki Kevin, for the one, the only Blake, the Phenom Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. Dallas, we'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.